Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. We'd like to ask you to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. This is another edition of Scout and Route with a look at the Los Angeles Rams and the Dallas Cowboys, an intriguing matchup. We thought at the beginning of the year this might be a heavily favored matchup. Who looks good? The Rams are kind of managing through some issues, playing well. Dallas playing better than most thought, certainly after Dak Prescott went down. A lot of us, including myself, was wondering if they could hang in the race. They've done that and more, but it's been about the defense. We've got a lot to say about this game. Reminder that the Scout and Route is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down their time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and MLB picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. It would be easy to count out the Rams after what we witnessed Monday night against the 49ers. For the first time since 2016, Matthew Stafford has endured back-to-back zero touchdown performances. Things are not looking very good for this Rams team, and yet Cooper Kupp remained relatively untested. Impressive given the cards stacked up against him. But I'm expecting this Rams team to rebound. The running game is nowhere to go but up. Kupp remains arguably the best non-quarterback weapon around. This Dallas team is rushing the passer. They're winning with defense. This Rams offensive line, which is banged up, struggled, got terrorized by the Niners in last week's game, are going to have to figure some things out against this Dallas Cowboy pass rush. It is a problem. It is difficult for good offensive lines to protect against this pass rush. The ball's going to have to come out quickly, but they're going to have to run the football to slow down this Cowboys pass rush. Is it kind of a desperation mode for the Rams? I don't know. The Cowboys look better right now defensively. It's going to be an intriguing matchup. Dallas has to go on the road to SoFi Stadium. We'll see if the Rams can respond. I've got more information and analysis, film room details about this matchup and the other NFL matchups and all the college matchups over at LandryFootball.com. Make sure that you check it out. We'll give you a coaching and scouting viewpoint of the game and how we see it playing out to help you get a better feel for things. I'm interested to see what our Vegas insider says about this game, giving you the route to victory. But let's take a look at the Preciser pick for this game with the Cowboys and the Rams. Preciser has the Cowboys at 58.7% over the Rams to win this game. Those percentages are subject to change throughout the next few days leading up to the game, so make sure that you keep checking them out at Preciser.io and all of their social media at Preciser Fantasy. All their links will be in the podcast description. Their mission is to bring both casual and seasoned fans together to access data that has been carefully researched to make the best decisions possible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult, and that is where Preciser comes in. Their goal here is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and all data and features from their platform will allow any type of user to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Preciser has, again, the Cowboys at 58.7% over the Rams for this game. And up to this point in the season, Preciser has predicted the right winner 62.5% success rate. And you can continue to check their numbers out at Preciser.io.
I'm Thomas Viola, and this is your route to victory for the Week 5 matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams, presented by Preciser. The Cowboys are suddenly looking hot after Dak Prescott's injury forced backup quarterback Cooper Rush into service, and all of a sudden there are murmurs, partially fueled by owner Jerry Jones himself, of a potential quarterback controversy that has Prescott trying to rush back into his role. But Jones informed Dallas radio station 105.3 The Fan on Tuesday that Prescott is still not ready to play, which means Rush will look to extend his unbeaten streak as the Cowboys starter when they head to Los Angeles as 5.5-point underdogs. The Rams took a beating on Monday night at the hands of their arch-rival 49ers, who always seem to have Sean McVay and company's number in these matchups. Now the Rams return to LA looking for some revenge against this Cowboys team that suddenly does not look so lifeless as they did in their opener. The Rams will be a much tougher test for Dallas that has benefited from beating a lost-looking Bengals team, the Giants, and the Commanders after their 19-3 Week 1 loss to the Buccaneers. Statistically, the Rams are off to a slower start than we are used to seeing. They're 18th in defensive and a shocking 26th in offensive DVOA so far this season, and their offensive line is clearly dealing with injuries and has yet to find an answer at left tackle after Andrew Whitworth retired in the offseason. The Rams are also coming off a short week with one less day of preparation, and even if they have a chip on their shoulder after the loss, they still have the league's third best rushing defense, and the Cowboys will have trouble relying on the ground game of Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. If they want to move the ball, they will need to trust Cooper Rush to attack a defense that is just 25th in passing DVOA. The return of Michael Gallup last week gives Rush another weapon to use alongside CeeDee Lamb to do just that, though. And ultimately, I think the Rams will experience some of the same struggles they faced against the Niners and Bills earlier this season. With Micah Parsons and the Cowboys' defensive line looking to make life difficult for Matthew Stafford, 5.5 points feels like too many for me in this matchup, so I'll take the Cowboys and the points as my route to victory. And for more routes, be sure to check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you get your podcasts.